In 19th century China, women's lives were defined by restriction and invisibility. Yet, within this confinement, they created something remarkable: Nu Shu, a written language developed exclusively by women for their private communication. This secret script flourished in the remote mountains of Hunan province, allowing women to share their deepest thoughts and feelings beyond male scrutiny. Within this world of hidden words and bound feet emerged one of the most profound female bonds, the Lao Tong, or Old Same Relationship, a lifelong friendship considered more sacred than marriage. Snowflower and Lily's story takes us into this forgotten women's culture, where despite brutal physical constraints and rigid social hierarchies, women found ways to connect, create, and preserve their humanity through secret messages painted on fans and embroidered into handkerchiefs. Their relationship reveals how women could both hurt and heal each other in a society that valued them primarily as vehicles for producing sons. At 5 years old, Lily already understands her worthlessness in her family's eyes. As a second daughter in rural China, she is merely a temporary visitor in her natal home, waiting to be married out. Each morning, she follows her beloved elder brother through household chores, desperately seeking her mother's approval that never comes. When her father momentarily takes her onto his lap one evening, she treasures the rare tenderness, feeling like a pearl in his hand, one of the last times she'll experience such affection from him. Everything changes with the arrival of Madame Wong, the local matchmaker. After examining Lily thoroughly, particularly her feet with their promising high arches, Madame Wong declares her special, suggesting she might qualify for a prestigious marriage and even a Lao Tong relationship. Suddenly, the worthless second daughter becomes valuable. Her mother's first show of maternal concern is a hard slap across Lily's face, worried about the trouble this attention might bring. Her father never again looks at her with the same affection, now seeing her as a potential asset rather than just another daughter to feed. When Lily turns 7, her mother begins foot binding, washing her feet with alum, cutting her toenails, and wrapping wet bandages tightly to force the 4 smallest toes under to meet the heel. The excruciating pain represents mother love, as poor binding condemns a daughter to poverty. For 2 years, Lily endures unimaginable suffering as her mother rewraps her feet every 2 days, pulling the bandages tighter and breaking the arches to form the coveted deep cleft. Beautiful Moon suffers alongside her, while third sister becomes the first casualty, not waking one morning. In their society, a woman's value is measured by foot size. Perfect, golden lilies of 7 centimeters or less secure wealthy marriages. Lily's feet ultimately measure exactly 7 centimeters, securing her future. The binding transforms not just Lily's feet, but her character, as rigidity moves from her golden lilies to her heart, teaching her to endure pain silently and conform to society's expectations. Madame Wang introduces Snowflower as Lily's Lao Tong, a lifelong bond unlike temporary sworn sisterhood. The girls share identical birth circumstances, both born in the year of the horse on the same day and hour, each the third child in their families. This perfect alignment makes them ideal Lao Tong despite their different villages and social classes. Their first meeting reveals stark contrasts. Snowflower arrives in a palanquin wearing silk, while Lily wears homespun clothes. Yet when Snowflower admits feeling queasy from the ride, mirroring Lily's thoughts, their connection is immediate. Together, they write their Lao Tong contract, promising to be like 2 streams flowing into 1 river for 10,000 years. During visits, Snowflower changes into clothes Lily's mother makes so they can be old sames. The girls deepen their knowledge of Nu Shu, the secret women's script with graceful strokes unlike men's writing. Snowflower excels in cultural arts while Lily masters household management. After transcribing a Tang Dynasty poem, Lily realizes their profound connection. They have become each other's true home, their Nu Shu writing a sanctuary for forbidden thoughts. At 15, Lily prepares for her wedding to the prestigious Liu family, with Snowflower supporting her through the 10-day fast. Before departing, Snowflower gives Lily their fan with a new message about two birds in flight and a letter expressing fears that Lily might reject her once she learns about her family. When Lily visits Snowflower during her sitting and singing month, she discovers shocking poverty, an empty room with just a table and no fire despite the cold. Snowflower reveals her family's downfall from her father's opium addiction, a truth everyone had hidden from Lily. Their friendship continues as both give birth to sons, elevating their status. Lily's position strengthens through gifts from her in-laws and conversations with her husband. Meanwhile, Snowflower's letters reveal increasing misery with her butcher husband, who forces her to witness pig slaughters. I sit upstairs and cry. Their diverging circumstances create an invisible barrier, testing whether their bond can transcend worldly differences. During the Double Seventh Festival, Snowflower sends Lily a letter with ambiguous phrasing in Nu Shu. Lily, influenced by her elevated status and pride, misinterprets it as Snowflower admitting association with flower-sitting girls, women who entertain men in tea houses. Consumed by perceived betrayal, Lily responds with a letter of vituperation, the most severe written punishment in their culture. This public denouncement severs their sacred Lao Tong bond and destroys Snowflower's reputation. For 8 years, the former soul sisters remain estranged. The Liu family prospers as Lily's son marries, fathers a child, and passes imperial examinations. At 42, Lily lives in comfort, suppressing memories of Snowflower. Her world shatters when Snowflower's daughter arrives with urgent news. Snowflower is dying and wishes to see her once beloved Lao Tong. How many friendships have ended over misunderstandings that a simple conversation could have resolved? Lily's failure to give Snowflower the benefit of doubt costs both women irreplaceable years together. Despite years of hurt, Lily rushes to Snowflower's side, finding her emaciated and ravaged by disease. Snowflower confesses her love never wavered. Lily stays for 2 weeks, sleeping beside her and washing her with the same water, a symbol of their bond. Lily discovers Snowflower's sworn sisters had been caring for her all along when Lily had abandoned her. In Snowflower's final days, Lily reads their correspondence, taking them through their shared lives as Snowflower weakens. Snowflower's final words, "Though I was not as good as you, I believe that heavenly spirits joined us." After her death, Lily arranges for their grandchildren to marry, ensuring their bloodlines will join. Now 80, Lily feels only decades of regret, holding their fan and pleading, "Please forgive me." There's something universally heartbreaking about realizing mistakes too late. Lily's journey shows how pride blinds us to what truly matters, and that wisdom often comes only with age and loss.